Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and July 4th is right around the corner. We think about our independence, our freedom, the men who gave their lives so that we could live free. And in studio, I have one of my heroes from Colorado. He really shook up the state a while back, Pastor David Meek from Greeley. Pastor Meek, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you very much. Appreciate getting together today. As a veteran, we're going to talk about veterans.
Yes, you're a veteran, and I'm not. My son is in the Army National Guard, and he could be deployed to Afghanistan. That's on the horizon.
Right.
So I want to thank you for your service and all those who have protected our country. I appreciate the liberties I have here, the Christian liberties, right, and to raise my children, and they're under assault. You know that, Pastor
Meek. You better believe
it.
You better believe it. Now I'm going back up to your son. Where's he at? Where's he stationed now?
He's right here in Denver.
Okay.
He's airborne. He's attached to a special forces unit.
Okay.
He's my pride and joy. You know, we have seven boys, but I'm so proud of him, and he's possibly, you never know until it happens.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Seven boys. Now, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, way to go. I am the oldest of nine. I have four brothers and four sisters. And my youngest brother is a Navy vet. I'm an Air Force vet.
All right.
And that, but yes, we need to say thank you to all the veterans, all the veterans, not just pick out any group, but all the ones. And maybe throughout the program, we can share on different ones.
Yeah. And in a few minutes, a little later, I'd like to make an announcement, something extraordinary happening on July 4th here in Colorado. The Declaration of Independence says that we are endowed with rights from our Creator, including the right to life. And so something big is happening this year, July 4th in Colorado, with Amendment 62. It's going to be exciting. But Pastor Meek, I mentioned that you caused quite a stir in Colorado a while back. You were at the Capitol. And you were asked to pray, to open the session in prayer.
By a veteran.
By a veteran. And you're a veteran. And more than being a veteran, more than being an American, we are made in God's image and likeness. And if we follow Him...
That's right.
And humble ourselves and follow Jesus Christ, He gives us eternal life.
That's right.
And you're the pastor of the Assembly of God Church up in Greeley, right?
That's
Glad
right.
Tidings.
Glad Tidings, yes. Yes, I am. Been there 18 years now, which is kind of a miracle. But we love it here. Great church, of course, and great people. But I'm honored to be a veteran and honored to share this time today.
Well, you were asked to pray at the Capitol.
Right.
So could we just let the audience,
right,
a lot of people remember.
Right.
But some don't.
Some don't, because it was 8 years ago. It's amazing to me it's been that long ago. Yeah, I prayed, and of course I asked the secretary before I went up, can I say something? She said, sure. And so I quoted John 14, 2, 3, and 6, because verse 6 tells us that Jesus is still the only way, the truth, and the life. And then I just prayed that one of I guess the big thing was Colorado would be a leader, and somehow we'd stop killing babies. And I suppose that's upset some people, and some people walked out.
Yeah.
And my main thing is we need prayer, and we need prayer today for America. And I even at the close of the prayer, which nobody ever picked up on, I prayed we'd have a Holy Ghost revival and stir up our country. And that was in March, and a lot of people will remember that year. They don't know about my prayer, but they'll remember that year because that was the year we had the worst forest fires in history. Mm. We had the worst drought in history. We had over $800 million state budget cut. West Nile hit our state. All that happened that summer and that fall. And so I think we better listen to the Lord.
Well, without God's blessing, we become fools. We don't know how to take care of ourselves, our families, our church, our business, our nation, our state.
Right.
We're fools.
Right.
We lose His blessing when we rebel against Him and when we kill these children that He loves.
That's right.
So thank you for your boldness. The Bible talks about boldness. And at the end of Revelation, when Jesus says, here are the people who are going to hell, the first group He mentions are cowards. That's shocking.
Oh, yes.
When you see cowards, God loves boldness. He wants us to have courage because our courage comes from him.
Well, we have to. We have to. We are under assault, as you already mentioned, as America, just like the early church was in Acts, I think it's Acts chapter 4, if I'm recalling right. You know, they were persecuted and beaten and thrown in jail. And they went back to the prayer meeting and they prayed for boldness. prayed for boldness.
Isn't that great? We don't want to be afraid.
That's right. And we can't be. We have got to stand up. And for all the pastors who are listening and for you, it's in church. You know, I'm here to say as a pastor, we're supposed to be the leaders. I'm sure you know Dave Barton, Wall Builders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, wallbuilders.org.
Yeah.
Well, he's brought to our attention how America was founded and started in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was because pastors preached on Sunday. Many of them were in church, and they stood up and preached the Word of God. And that's how we come as a great America, is through preachers. And then some of them off to war.
Absolutely true. The pastors during our time of independence— we fought a war of independence, and those pastors on Sunday mornings, they preached fire and brimstone from the Word of God, and they applied God's Word to current events.
That's right.
Because otherwise, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good.
Right.
So Jesus, when you read the New Testament, it's like you're reading the newspaper.
Oh, that's for sure.
And he'd say, remember that tower in Siloam that fell and killed those people? And he taught a lesson about that.
That's right.
And he said, remember that Pilate killed those people who were headed to worship with their animals? Mm-hmm. They were going to Jerusalem, and he slaughtered them with their animals. So the Lord told these news stories, and he said, now we need to understand these things and honor God in our response.
Yes. That's right. That's right. We've got to.
We need pastors to do that. And this summer, on August 22nd, is Personhood Sunday. And that's when the Amendment 62 campaign, they're asking churches to put their inserts in their bulletins show the Amendment 62 a brief video made for churches, to get their congregation excited about protecting children, because God says, love your neighbor.
That's right. And it's legal. It is legal, and so we've got to stand up and protect our people.
That's right. A lot of pastors are intimidated.
I know, and I can't believe
it. They think they don't have the right to say that it's wrong to kill children. Yeah. We have to protect them with Amendment 62.
That's right.
They're afraid. So, Pastor Meek, you're up there at Glad Tiding in Greeley at the Assembly of God Church.
That's right.
And you guys know this, but on the Amendment 62 websites, they have a letter from a large Christian legal fund, the ADF, Alliance Defense Fund, to the pastors of Colorado, saying you have every right to promote Amendment 62 and urge your people to vote for this crucial Christian principled effort.
That's right. And any moral issue, we got to stand up for all. Well,
marriage,
not any, but all moral issues.
Marriage, right?
Marriage.
Between a man and a woman.
Can you believe we don't know what marriage is? I'm way over 50, and the Lord blessed me. I've been in church all my life because of my parents took me to church. You know, I was a druggie. You know, I was drugged to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Every night a revival, and I am so thankful, but I cannot believe we don't even know what marriage is today. We as ministers have got to stand up. For those that are just throughout, and you probably talked about it, but for those that don't know, go to wallbuilders.org. Just like build a wall, wallbuilders.org. Dave Barton, he's got all that information. You will be amazed how we were founded, and even as ministers, you know, how we stood up. One minister, you know, preached, you know, in his robe. You know, preached about going off to war. Then after he got through, took off his robe. He was already in uniform, armed, and ready to go. And took off. And a bunch of men got up and took off. I don't remember his name, but...
Well, yeah, and remember when Jesus said he was about to be crucified, and he said, well, we need some swords. And the apostles said, well, how are these?
Right,
and he said, that'll do.
Right.
So the apostles were packing, Pastor. I mean, they're right there. They had their sword.
Now, listen to this. Because we've left God out, we kicked prayer out in 62. The Bible went out, I think, in 63. And ever since then, crime has went up. And now we got people packing guns in church. We got security all over the place.
Yeah, that's
true. It's just amazing what's happened to America.
Yeah, we have a murder epidemic, our children have become murderers.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's a great tragedy. And in Colorado, 100 years ago, more kids had access to guns than today. In Colorado, 100 years ago, most kids had guns. In fact, my friend, He died in his 90s. He used to carry his gun to school at Denver Public School. Mm. And when they got to school, they hung their guns in the cloakroom.
Right.
And
right.
on the way home, they tried to shoot a rabbit for
supper.
Dinner.
Yeah, for supper.
And
you better believe it.
The teacher never would have dawned on the teacher to say, don't bring your guns to school.
No.
So it's not the guns. It's the moral depravity that our godless public school system and our culture is shoving onto our children.
Right. That's right.
That they are despising themselves, God, and their neighbors.
That's right. And what breaks my heart is veterans did not serve overseas or in America, fought and died for the America that we have today. Mm. My grandpa is a World War veteran. I have two uncles that were World War II veterans, and one of them still
alive.
Wait,
your grandfather was World War One. Wow, and your two uncles, World War II veterans.
That's right.
And you're a veteran.
And I'm a veteran. I'm considered a Vietnam vet, even though I didn't serve in Vietnam. I served in Thailand. Mm-hmm. I tried to go there, but they sent me to Thailand instead. But what breaks my heart is we did not fight and die for the America that we see today.
No, that's and killing somehow, children where divorce is epidemic. Right. Kids grow up without
crime,
a dad at home
crime.
By the millions.
It's unreal.
Homosexuality and marriage is being destroyed.
Oh, they're pushing them all the time.
Well, can we talk about some of the heroes like Dave Rover and the honor flight to Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah, let's go for that. First of all, let's do World War II veterans. Thank you for all you World War II veterans. Like I said, I have two uncles of World War II vets. One's in heaven, one's 90 years old and about to go, still live in the old farmhouse. But this is called Honor Flight Northern Colorado. Honor Flight Northern Colorado.org. You spell all that out. Honor Flight
Northern
Colorado.
Yeah, on Northern the internet. Colorado. You just write it all out without spaces.
Right.
.org.
And that is free for all you World War II vets. It's a free plane ride. You load up and go in the morning, fly into Washington, D.C.
Right.
And you have a big rally and all that. Stay there. And then the next morning, they will take you to all the veterans, but especially your World War II veterans, just for you. But you'll see all the memorials right there because they're all close together, and fly you home the next night. That is free to all World War II veterans. So I want to get the word out there. If you're interested now going as a chaperone, you can do that, but you'll have to pay. And I don't know, I'm not going to tell you the price because I don't know what it is. There's another one getting ready for September, probably already half booked. There'll be another one next year. Now, that comes out of Weld County. The one I'm familiar with is Weld County out of the ranch in Loveland. But they'll bus you down. CSU donates the buses. The Patriot Guard will escort them down, the motorcycles as well as police. I mean, it's something that they do just for World War II veterans. That's for all of you. This is a national organization. Okay, this is a national organization.
And that is a substantive thank you.
Yes.
That's a real thank you.
Yes.
I mean, a heartfelt thank you means a
lot.
You better
believe it.
Even if it's only from your words. But this flight to Washington, D.C., to be honored, to be thanked, that's just extraordinary.
It is.
I didn't know about this, Pastor Meek. You told me about this. I think we were at the Republican State Assembly up in Loveland.
Right. Right.
And I was thrilled to hear about it. And that's when you and I decided we'd catch up
and
do a show today.
Let's do something. So that's Honor Flight Northern Colorado. It's a national organization. So get signed up. Get ready to go. If the wife wants to go, she has to pay. And, of course, there's a doctor that goes along. It's an awesome. They booked a whole plane, and it's just awesome for them.
Back during the war, there were over 16 million Americans members of the U.S. Armed Forces, 16 million during World War II. And as of this past fall, there were approximately 2.2 million American vets still living from World War II, 2.2 million. But of course, there are about 850 of our vets dying every day.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
it's not like we have this opportunity forever to thank and honor them.
No, and I encourage you, who's ever out there listening, you know World War II vets, let them know about this. Let your pastor know about it. Like I say, a lot of people don't know about it. It's a national organization, flies them back there, take off in the morning, you'll get back the next evening, and it is just an awesome, awesome honor to do that, and you're worthy of that honor. The other thing I want to share, too, right now is we're having an I Love America rally Sunday at noon at Bittersweet Park in Greeley, which is 3500 West 16th Street. We're going to be honoring all the veterans at that rally. It's a bunch of churches come together. We're going to have an F-16 flyover, and it's right at a memorial there, one of the most beautiful memorials for veterans in all this region. I mean, there's nothing like that.
Where is that memorial?
Right there on 3500 16th Street, 3500 West 16th Street. Beautiful stonework. I mean, they've carved the map of the countries on one side of the stone, and then and then written a part of the history on the other side. All the wars are honored there. There's a Purple Heart Memorial there in one corner. We had the Huey 091 come through that's now in the Smithsonian Institute honoring the Vietnam War. It came and landed there, so there's a special monument there. There's a little lake there. It's just one of the most beautiful ones in many, many states. But we're going to have an I Love America rally there at noon to 1:30. Of course, it's free. The church is getting together. Different speakers are there. There's a choir of over 100 people going to be dressed red.
Wow, this is going to be extraordinary. Oh, Pastor David Meek, earlier you and I were talking about how our nation is under assault. It's becoming a place where godly men and women, Christians raising their children according to the scriptures, could be attacked even by the government.
We are.
That is happening.
It's already happening.
But yet, I Love America. If I'm part of a family and that family is broken because it's rebelling against God,
right.
I still love my family.
Oh, yes.
I still
yes.
love my parents, my brothers, sisters, and I grieve for them, and I ask God to help me to be an influence to get them to turn toward Him.
Right.
So when your family is broken, you still love your family.
Yes.
Kids who go to schools, and the schools are so godless and wicked, but there's something in them that they like their school.
Mm-hmm.
And in our country is broken, but I think it's a healthy thing to love your country, to be thankful to God who's given us this great land of phenomenal resources, natural resources and human resources, and a tremendous degree of freedom compared to what millions have had throughout history.
Oh, yes. We're the greatest nation in all the world. Still are. Everybody's wanting to come to America.
Yeah. When we're here, it's so godless. But, you know, we went, our church, Denver Bible Church, every few years, we take a Bible tour of a different, like Turkey, Greece, Italy, Italy. And we study the Bible there. We were in Turkey for 3 weeks. We came back, and we said to one another, we understand why some Americans come back and kiss the ground.
That's right.
Because you come back and you feel like this is the kingdom of God on earth.
That's
that there's Christianity and Christian bookstores and Christian concerts and Christian radio.
Right. Christian TV.
And churches and Bibles everywhere and Christian books.
That's right.
But when you're here, you begin to see after a while that a lot of that is on the surface.
That's
a facade.
That's right.
And underneath, it's corrupt. Like Jesus said, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right.
But still, compared to much of the rest of the world, the gospel is still going out from America.
Yes. Oh, yes. And the reason why the world is as good as it is yes, because our veterans and our missionaries. We've got missionaries all over the world. And part of that is through the veterans and in fighting in other countries that open up those doors. Mm. And of course, and they're missionaries as well. The veterans are also our missionaries as well in there. So we got to say thank you to all the veterans.
So we have honorflightnortherncolorado.org.
Right.
We have the event this weekend.
Sunday at Greeley, 12 to 1:30.
It's the I Love America
Rally.
3500 West 16th Street.
Right.
Now I'd like to make an announcement, some breaking news, and then we need to talk about Dave Rover.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
The breaking news this July 4th, Lord willing, the Amendment 62 campaign, that's Colorado Right to Life and Personhood Colorado, they're the co-sponsors.
Yes,
they turned in 125,000 signatures.
Right.
40 states are now pursuing personhood. We also got on the ballot in Mississippi, and that's, we say we, Pastor Meek, it's the movement God raised up in Colorado
is flooding
across the nation.
Praise the Lord.
So we're on the ballot in Mississippi with the Personhood Amendment there, and what's happening is that the Amendment 62 campaign is launching a new internet tool. And that tool, well, you know what? I think, why don't we keep it a secret until July 4th? Because the media, perhaps, is going to let the whole state know. But I'll say this on this show. If you send me an email to bob@kgov.com, that's pretty easy.
That's easy.
bob@kgov.com. Mm-hmm. What I'll do is I will send you a secret link on the internet where you could get in the back door and you could see this extraordinary tool that, Lord willing, will be launched on July 4th. And what a perfect day, Pastor
Meek.
That's
right, for our freedom.
July 4th, that's the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. That's right.
And that's where we read that we are endowed by our Creator with the right to life.
That's right. And a baby is a baby in the womb and should be able to be born.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that baby is made in God's image and likeness. The baby's our posterity. Even the Constitution says that we secure these rights for ourselves and our posterity.
That's right.
That baby is a living
That's right.
member of our posterity.
That's right. And we need them. We need them.
We do. Yeah, and God's given us children as a blessing.
That's right.
Not as a curse
right.
to kill, to they're dispose of.
They're a gift from God.
Yeah.
They're a gift from the Lord, and wow. we need to save them. I mean, that's one of the concerns now is who's going to pay for Medicare and Social Security and all that because we don't have children. You know, we don't have them because we've killed them. Mm. And so that's one of the things that people are looking at because we need them. But no, they're a baby. They're a baby. When you do an ultrasound, you know this, when they do an ultrasound it's 85% of them, when they see that baby on an ultrasound, they change their mind of abortion. Mm. We have a pregnancy resource center there in Greeley, Christian, you know, and if they have one, thanks to help of Focus on the Family, they have an ultrasound, and the percentage when they come in and, you know, just want information that, and when they show them that baby on an ultrasound, 85% of them say, oh, I'm keeping it. Right there.
That's extraordinary.
It's amazing because they can see
because
it. They can see
get
it's
to
a baby.
See the baby.
It is
right.
a baby. It's not just right. tissue.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
And you know, again, going back to our veterans, you know, wants to see, you know, America come alive with freedom and liberty. Mm. And so let's keep it going.
So how about Dave Rover? I bet you a lot of people in the audience don't know about his work.
Okay, it's Reaver.
R-O-E-V-E-R.
Yeah, DaveReaver.org. He is a Vietnam veteran. He had a white phosphorus grenade right by his face, getting ready to throw it, and they believe they shot it. And, of course, it blew half his face off. You know, white phosphorus just continues to burn. Uh-huh. And the Lord saved him. He was a Christian. His father was a minister with the Assemblies of God out of Texas, but he stayed true to the Lord. And, of course, it burned him, and he had to end up, you know, going into, I think, wherever he went for the burn. And some of you know Dave Reaver because he's been in your schools. He still does public schools. Mm. He still goes to public schools throughout the week. He's in a church every Sunday. That's how he gets most of his, you know, finances is for that. And he tells a story that, and he makes it funny, you know, how, you know, that how he, you know, lost his half of his face. He left his ear, and he has a plastic ear. One day he was playing in some place, and it fell off.
His ear fell off.
Yeah, it came off, and it was so hot. And,
yeah.
and they all went, oh, like that. He didn't realize what happened. And so he just, and then when he realized his ear come off, he just put it back on. And, of course, they all really gasped, yeah. you know, really thought it was a miracle.
Right.
But Dave Reaver is an awesome guy.
Why Jesus did that, right,
yeah,
to
yeah.
Malthus.
The reason why I bring up Dave Reaver is because he's still going. Of course, he's way over 50 like me. But he has a lodge in West Cliff, Colorado. He built a lodge, and he is bringing back wounded soldiers from the war now for a week for free.
Mm.
He says it like this. They give me soldiers with no legs so I can put them back on their feet.
Wow.
He does an amazing week of ministry to them to turn them, get them back in society.
And just like the Honor Flight Northern Colorado, this is free.
It's free.
They're not charged.
Nope. Nope.
What a ministry.
In fact, he was just in the Charisma. He was just in, he's in
Charisma
this magazine. He was just had an article in there. It's, it's Eagles Ranch. I've been there and helped him just a little bit, and he's my hero. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome guy. He's still going for the Lord. He still takes Vietnam vets back to Vietnam every summer for a week, and they, you know, reunite with some Viet Cong vets, you know, right, to help bring healing.
Wow.
He still does that.
Wow.
Like I say, he still does school assemblies. But then the new news, now he's got this ranch. It's been over a year now. He's in Westcliff. He now is getting ready on 9/11 open up a new ranch near Fort Hood, Texas. Because when 9/11 happened, he said Bin Laden's going to regret what he did. And so he's, you know, bringing these soldiers in and, you know, not just turn them into preachers, but get them to speak, get back in society. They are still somebody, even though they've lost an eye, lost legs,
sure,
lost arms. You know, he brings in the worst, you know, and it's just amazing what he has been able to do. And it's Dave Reaver, R-O-E-V-E-R.org. You'll find out more about his ministries.
Yeah.
Purple Heart. Finally got his Purple Heart like 30 years later. He is amazing, amazing guy. He's written some books, of course. He does school assemblies. And, you know, he's had kids come up and hand him a gun after a school assembly. He said, I don't need this now.
Oh, my. You know? In other words, they brought a gun to school. Now, nowadays,
right,
that's pretty dangerous because
right,
our culture
right,
doesn't accept it. And when
right,
kids
right,
do bring guns to school, right, it's typically for very bad
that's right,
reasons.
That's right. But because of the society, then what's happening, you know, without God, without prayer, you know, he can go to Vietnam, do a school assembly in Vietnam and hand out Bibles and talk about Jesus.
Mm.
But in America, he cannot say God or Jesus or I don't know if you can say Bible
even,
in a school assembly, public school assembly.
Pastor Meek, there's a new story today. They're kicking out Bibles again and another excuse. Mm. And a dear friend of mine, Celeste Thomas, I haven't talked to her in years. She goes to public schools to teach about relationships.
Right.
She's
right,
been told now for over a decade she's not allowed to use the word marriage because it's discriminatory.
Come on.
So not only
come
Jesus,
on,
not only the Bible, you can't mention marriage.
I know.
Pretty soon you can't mention male or female. That'll be discriminatory.
That's what's happening.
Google's now paying their homosexual employees more than their heterosexual employees. They just announced that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Pastor David Meek.
We need a Holy Ghost revival.
We do. We need the Lord God
revival
in our hearts and in
that's
our
right,
land.
That's right.
So, Pastor David Meek, Glad Tiding, Assembly of God Church in Greeley, thank you for joining us here at Bobbinette
thank you,
Live.
Thank you.
And HonorFlight, northerncolorado.org,
mm-hmm,
and DaveReaver.org,
mm-hmm,
R-O-E-V-E-R, DaveReaver.org.
Yes.
And then I Love America Rally. This
noon,
weekend.
This Sunday at noon.
At 3500 West 16th Street in Greeley.
Yeah.
Maybe Dave Needler
right,
will be there. He'll come up and say hi to you. He's my dear friend.
Who's that?
Dave Needler.
Oh, he
he's
might
a
be,
telephone guy.
Oh.
Talk shop.
Oh,
he
okay,
did the phone system for Personhood, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
They set up a huge phone bank here, and he came down to help, him and Rich Huxford.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor
thank you,
Meek.
Thank
what an
you,
honor to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you. KGov.com.